An MRI on Monday confirming that Green Bay Packers defensive end Micah Parsons sustained a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Parsons had 41 total tackles, 12 and a half sacks, and 2 forced fumbles this season. It is the first major injury of his NFL career. Tough post-game locker room for the Packers after Parsons went down on Sunday, head coach Matt LaFleur.
It means a lot to these guys. There's a lot of time invested into it, and it should hurt. I mean, why are we doing this if it doesn't hurt? So, but obviously these guys, like I said, they're a tight, connected group, and when they see one of their brothers go down, I mean, nobody wants that in this game. Whether it's your own teammate or it's the opposition, you hate to see injuries.
Monday Night Football, Steelers beat Miami 28-15 in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers throwing for a pair of touchdowns. Steelers now lead Baltimore by one game for first place atop the AFC North. Miami has been eliminated from playoff contention. Rams could be without wide receiver Davante Adams for a while. The former Packer now considered week-to-week with a hamstring injury that he suffered in Sunday's win over the Lions. Wisconsin football team reportedly losing a pair of linebackers to the transfer portal when it opens in early January. Christian Allegro and Taron Turner will transfer out. Allegro had 49 tackles, 4 sacks this season. That's 12 now, the number of players that intend to leave Wisconsin. Third annual in-season NBA Cup Championship is tonight in Las Vegas. The title game featuring the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. Milwaukee Bucks are off until Thursday when they host the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. They're coming off a 45-point loss to Brooklyn on Sunday. College basketball, Marquette opens Big East play tomorrow night at home against the Georgetown Hoyas. The Badgers off until Friday night when they take on Villanova at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.